now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Perry, you had a major launch this week.
I did, Mike. I did. This was a big week for me.
What happened? What happened? Tell us about Clean Time.
Well, we launched the new skincare company, Mike. And I've got my long-awaited products, one called Nighttime and one called Clean Time. And in fact, they're hopefully at your house when you get home this evening. You'll find some at your door. But if not, it'll be there Monday. So we launched the products after...
I hope it's in a brown paper wrapper so I can rewrap it and give it to my wife as a gift.
You're bad.
That's right. You tell her you went out and you purchased it. That's correct.
Well, I did a lot of difficult things to get this, but now where is it on the web so people can do it really easily?
Well, it's called drperrys.com. Couldn't be easier, Mike.
drperrys.com?
Yes.
No apostrophe.
And no apostrophe. You can't have apostrophes in URLs. It's just drperrys.com.
Why not
and,
Dr. Perry?
And you'll see... what's that?
Why not Dr. Perry, then? Why did you choose it with an S on?
You know, Dr. Because, Michael, I could not get drperry.com. I tried. Someone else, there's another Dr. Perry out there that has it.
But no one could be as good. Now, is it useful for treating? Is the Clean Time useful for treating oily skin? Because I wanted to talk to you about oily skin.
Oh, I've been dying to talk about oily skin.
All right. I know. For 3 weeks now. So I am ready for you to talk about it. Yes, Clean Time is useful. It is useful. And the reason it is useful is because it does not irritate the skin. Because things that irritate the skin tend to make you produce more oil. And the reason for that is oil is one of the defenses. It's one of our defenses. You know, our skin, even though we're in the year 2013, our skin doesn't know that it's not 100,000 years ago. So what it does is when there's a chemical that assaults it, it has a few different defenses. One, it will make more skin, so it'll make a callus, right? Mm-hmm. So on your hands, when you irritate your hands repeatedly by either work or exposure to chemicals, you make a thick callus to protect yourself from those chemicals. It's a very primitive response. The other response, and the only other response, that our skin can do is make more protective oils. Protective oils. Now, Bridget, you thought they were bad oils. They're actually protective oils. They're good for you.
They are. I mean, they seem
bad.
Well,
wait. How are they good for us, Arthur?
Well, for one thing, they actually seal the spaces between the cells, so the cells of the skin, and contribute to that all-important barrier of the skin. So they protect us from chemicals and irritants getting into our body and poisoning us or hurting our cells. They keep us somewhat waterproof. That's part of the waterproofing of our body. But interestingly also, Mike, they are toxic. These oils are toxic to certain types of bacteria, the gram-positive bacteria, and you know what that is, but the listeners don't, but that's staph, very common, and strep. So those two types of bacteria die when they're exposed to sebum, which is the oil of our skin. Interestingly, for you scientists out there, gram-negative bacteria do not die when they're exposed to sebum. So that means things like E. coli and the fecal bacteria are not hurt by sebum. That doesn't protect us from that. So keep the fecal stuff away from your skin. But the staph, that does get killed. The other thing it does, Mike, and I know you're a fan of this, is that your sebum, whether you know it or not, is genetically programmed to attract your wife.
Really?
Well, it,
yes, it is.
That's how you choose your mate, right? So that's part of how you choose.
That's one of the ways.
Your mate. And so it's not that it was programmed in advance to find my current wife, my one and only, Nancy, but it was, in fact, she and I chose each other partially because of our sebum.
That's right. So when you were speed dating, Mike, going from one date to the next at that little thing that you had 35, 40 years ago, when you smelled your wife subconsciously, it wasn't an odor that you could really detect, but your brain did. Those are those things called pheromones. They're in your sebum, and they either tend to attract or repel you from your mate or your future mate. You're either attracted to someone because of it, or you don't want to ever date them again. You might not even know why. So it's actually interesting. So these are all the functions of the oil in your skin that you spend so much time trying to get rid of, don't you, Bridget?
Yeah, so does that mean that I'm going to attract someone that also has oily skin so my kids are screwed?
No, please. Please.
Oh, my goodness. No, not at all. It has nothing to do with that.
We should go to another subject, Arthur. Talk about this.
No, but what do you do to reduce it if you don't like it?
What do you do to reduce it if you don't like the oil? Okay.
Use clean time.
All right. Very quickly, because I know Mike wants to talk about something else now, but there are a few things. The most potent reducer of the oil is vitamin A in virtually any form, the retinoids. So if you have a lot of oil production, doctors might prescribe Accutane. Because oil production is associated with acne.
It's got a lot of risk for potentially pregnant people. So, Bridget, since you're in the wrong age, do not use Accutane.
Unless
you get a serious problem, do not. So let's make sure of that. So, but there are, for example, in nighttime, there is vitamin A, right?
Correct.
If she used that at night, that would help her.
I do expect that all types of vitamin A, from prescription Retin-A to retinol to the stuff that's in mine, will decrease oil production. And that, by the way, takes a couple weeks to see the effect, which is why when you start on Retin-A, your skin begins to get a little bit irritated at about 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so it's not an overnight effect. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's the most common thing.
And what other things can she do?
Well, you know, that's the best one. You know, benzoyl peroxide is another one that may help. There's an amino acid, carnitine, L-carnitine, that helps. It's not in a commercial preparation yet, but it probably will be. Something called mandelic acid.
We're going to say no to that, and I'm going to tell you to tune in next week to hear why no on that.
All right. I want to know that. So there are some things.
The major study is coming out tomorrow on that. And I'm not going to tell you about it because it's embargoed till tomorrow. But there's a major study coming out tomorrow about that.
Interesting. Okay. We'll be on the edge of our chairs until next week.
Yeah, we'll stay tuned.
All right.
Okay, so basically nighttime.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I left out some very important point, what our sebum does for us. Probably the most important thing also is it delivers the antioxidant vitamin E to our skin.
Well, when we come back, we can talk more about that. But now we've got to actually take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about home tattoo removal and also about the New Jersey governor, whether you're going to vote for him based on what he did with tanning parlors this week.
Oh. Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's dherbs.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.